Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Russia has struck Kyiv with a combined drone and missile attack for the first time in months. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia struck Kyiv with a sophisticated missile and drone attack on Wednesday morning, air raid warnings blaring for hours. Serhiy Popko, head of the Kyiv City Military Administration, says defense forces destroyed several cruise and ballistic missiles and up to a dozen drones, adding damage is still being assessed. In the past, such Russia-combined attacks aimed at overwhelming air defenses and causing maximum damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Tuesday, after the expiry of a 30-day U.S. deadline for Israel to take steps to address the humanitarian situation in Gaza, Washington said Israel was not blocking aid and therefore not violating U.S. law. But conflict continues in the region. An Israeli strike on a home in northern Gaza killed three child siblings, among at least six people killed in airstrikes in the war-ravaged territory, Palestinian medics said. According to Lebanon's health ministry, an Israeli airstrike on an apartment building south of Beirut on Wednesday killed at least six people and wounded 15. Donald Trump will briefly return to the White House today to meet with President Joe Biden and Republican lawmakers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says President Biden invited his predecessor turned successor to meet in the Oval Office.
Because he believes in the norms, he believes in our institution, he believes in a peaceful transfer of power.
The last meeting like this was 8 years ago, when Barack Obama hosted Trump for 90 minutes. 4 years later, Trump did not extend the same courtesy to President-elect Biden and became the first president since Andrew Johnson in 1869 to skip his successor's inauguration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith's goal is to not leave any significant part of his work for others to complete ahead of reports of him leaving his post. VOA's Richard Green reports.
An indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States.
Citing sources, the New York Times reported on Wednesday that U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith plans to step down along with other members of his team before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Smith brought two of the cases against Trump, one involving classified documents Trump kept after leaving office, and the other involving his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. A Florida-based federal judge in July dismissed the documents case. The Justice Department is now evaluating how to wind down Smith's election-related case, as Trump, who has denied charges in both cases, said he would fire Smith within, quote, 2 seconds once he assumed office. Richard Green, VOA News.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis called for a smart green deal, the European Union's ambitious climate plan, which aims to make the bloc carbon neutral by 2050. As a new report warned, the world must reach carbon neutrality much sooner than planned.
How can we deliver a transition that our citizens can accept and our companies can afford? How can we avoid a political backlash against this ambitious project?
The report came as leaders gathered in Azerbaijan for COP29 climate talks aimed at reaching a deal on boosting funding to help poorer nations adapt to climate shocks and transition to cleaner energy. Authorities in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai removed wreaths, candles, and bottles of Chinese alcohol, offerings laid at the scene of the deadliest mass killing in the country in a decade. On Monday, a male driver, angry at his divorce settlement, according to police, rammed his car into a crowd at a sports center in the city, killing 35 people. The government has scrambled to respond and has censored online outrage, taking almost a day to announce the death toll. This prompted anger on Chinese social media, complaining about the government's slow response. China's state broadcaster CCTV did not mention the attack in its 30-minute midday news bulletin, and the Weibo messaging site censored a hashtag that mentioned the death toll. Police in Kyrgyzstan have arrested and charged seven people on suspicion of organizing mass riots to overthrow the government ahead of local elections on Sunday. The Interior Ministry said in a statement on Tuesday the individuals were suspected of using sports games and other competitions in the capital of Bishkek to instigate a riot. Authorities seized weapons and ammunition from the alleged riot organizers, the police said, as well as 1,000 bottles of vodka, quote, to get the crowd drunk, and a horse intended for slaughter. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.